Welcome to the Royal Rangers Podcast, your official source for the latest news and information concerning the ministry of Royal Rangers. Whether you're a parent, pastor, Royal Rangers leader, or a church leader seeking ideas for building an effective ministry to boys, this podcast is for you. So let's get started as we explore new ways to mentor boys into Christ-like manhood through the adventure of Royal Rangers. Well, welcome back to the National Royal Ranger Podcast, your place for all things Royal Ranger, directed to you, the local Royal Ranger leader, parent, pastor, that we want to bring all the resources, all the latest, greatest information for you. Well, today we're going to talk about something that seems to be growing and a best way to be able to help you, the local leader. I have with me a friend of mine I met a couple years ago, and I've met a few times at different national events. I have with me Jen Whalen, who serves at the national office in our girls ministry department as the leadership and development coordinator. Well, I brought her on today. Our topic is going to be talking about children with disabilities. And we want to, of course, as a ministry, we want all kids to be able to have a way to be able to come and hear about the message of Jesus. But sometimes it's a little different. We want to be able to come to them and be able to work with them at their level and to be able to have the resources available to be able to help them and help their families as well, too. So she's going to come on and we're going to go ahead and get started with the conversation. Jen, welcome today.
Well, thank you, Rob. Thank you for having me. I'm excited to join you all.
Awesome. Well, Jen, we given your title, but what? Tell us a little bit about you, your family, your story, and kind of what your role is in the National Girls Ministry Department.
Yes, I would love to. Well, I have been married to my husband for almost 18 years. We have two kids. They're 15 and 13. So we are in the teen years. So pray for me, all of you. Really, they're very good kids. They go to Christian school. They're involved in ministry themselves and kids ministry and youth ministry. I was a children's pastor many, many years ago. My dad is a pastor. And so grew up in the ministry. He is now in the district office and has been for over 20 years. And I was a children's pastor for many, many years, and then alongside with, well, being on staff and then even in lay ministry and children's ministry, I began working with individuals with disabilities. So I'm an interpreter for the deaf, and that kind of started me on that path. And then I ended up working with individuals who are deaf or hard of hearing, led me into working with folks with multiple diagnoses. And so I worked professionally with individuals with disabilities for over 17 years before coming to the national office. And so I have a lot of experience in that area. And now I am blessed to be in the role of leadership development. So I get to work with leaders, not just girls ministries leaders, but leaders of in the kidmin world, working with district officials and local churches to help them come alongside and support their ministry to kids. So it's a real blessing.
That's so cool. That's awesome. Well, kind of going into the question and the topic of today, we're talking about having to work with children who maybe have disabilities, and there's all different kind of disabilities that might have, but I think the question is that, you know, as a children's pastor, you were a children's pastor, I am a children's pastor, as well as a Royal Ranger leader. And those are the questions that coming out when we're recording this, you're coming out where some churches are still closed, some are open during the COVID time period. And that's one thing we have to ask, are we ready to, with our leaders, are we ready to include a child and be able to work with them who may have disabilities? Now, what would you say to that, Jen? I mean, is that a question that you get often in talking with leaders? And how would you address that?
Yeah, you know, I do get that question often. And so many people in the church world, and we're speaking specifically to the church world, but just in general, they're fearful. What do I do if I get a child with, especially if they have some strong special needs? What do I do? I'm not equipped. I'm not trained. Mm-hmm. This isn't in my wheelhouse. And so people tend to panic a little bit. But the fact of the matter is, you probably already have children with disabilities or special needs in your group that you're not even aware of. Mm-hmm. Some kids have a special diagnosis because they have gone through testing, and some have never been diagnosed. But people are able and equipped to work with children with special needs if they're just willing to put forth an effort, if they're just willing to open their hearts and love these kids and make accommodations and do what needs to happen to make the, to include these kids into their teaching. So it's more than doable. I think it's just the fact that people don't necessarily feel like they have been trained in this area. But if people could just say, okay, with the help of God, I can do this. If I can step forth and if I see a child is struggling in a certain area, how can I help make this work for this child? What kind of support can I give this child? Maybe I can assign a buddy to this child to work one-on-one. Let's talk with the parents and find out what's happening in the school. What kind of accommodations can we make? And so it's very doable.
Yeah. I think from personal experience, yeah, that's having that interaction with the parent and talking to them and say, you know, how can we best help your child? I think the parents really appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know, they know what's going on with their child probably more so than we do.
Yeah.
But having that open dialogue and that conversation, they see that and they're going, well, how can we help you? How can we work with you? And I've seen that just open so many doors, just saying, how can we help? And I kind of like what you said, you know, it's just having that heart that they need to hear Jesus just as much as anybody
yeah.
else does. And we can, the buddy system works great.
You know, special needs ministry is really family ministry. It's not just a ministry to the kids,
mm-hmm.
because when a parent has a child with special needs, that becomes their life, right? And so they are constantly mm-hmm. supporting their child, educating people about how to support their child. They're dealing with the school and with the church and with childcare and all those things. So when you can say, we've got this, you go and you enjoy service, we're going to love and take care of your child, you are ministering to the family as a whole. And parents very, very much appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, what are some of the distinctives that of children with disabilities that you see? I mean, there's a broad spectrum, but kind of narrowing it down, what are some of the distinctives that you see?
Yeah, well, you know, there are an unlimited amount of disabilities, right, that we could be talking about. But I would say as a whole for the church, just the there's going to be three main categories that you're probably going to encounter. And the first one is an intellectual disability. Now, intellectual disabilities could be a learning disability. Previously, this was called mental retardation. And so some, especially maybe somebody of an older generation may be familiar with that term, but that has changed to an intellectual disability. So they individuals that struggle with an intellectual disability might have some difficulty with some complex ideas, memorizing things, learning concepts quickly. So as a children's pastor, or even teaching in your Rangers, slowing down, finding ways that you can accommodate, maybe teaching that lesson differently. Again, the buddy system, so that you can go in a little bit deeper with that child on their level, is super helpful. The next thing that you'll probably encounter are kids with developmental disabilities. So these kids, their disabilities might go a little bit deeper. You might hear kids that have ADHD or cerebral palsy or brain injury or language and speech disorders, all kinds of things would fall mm-hmm. into this category. And so they will need a deeper level of support. But again, that buddy system is going to be helpful. If you can even, we all know that it's difficult to find volunteers on a regular basis sometimes. So even if you could have a handful, two or three people to assign to this child that they could rotate out where they're building relationship with this child. And then they have a bond, you know, and the kids get excited and they start to trust this person more. So this is my helper who's going to help me through my Ranger program, who's going to help me when we're doing our activities or when we're earning our merits or whatever. That could be really super mm-hmm. helpful. And then, of course, autism. unfortunately, autism is becoming more and more prevalent. And sometimes kids that have any kind of these special needs, sometimes it demonstrates itself in behavioral issues. But a lot of times it's because of their frustration, their struggle to communicate, and those kinds of things. So if you can create an environment that they feel safe, where you're going to work with them, a lot of kids with autism struggle with sensory issues. It's too loud in here. Mm-hmm. It's too bright in here. Something that's become very popular and very helpful is to create a safe sensory space. So maybe it's worship time and you're in kids' church or you're in Rangers or maybe you're out doing, you know, archery or something like that, but there's just too much stimulus going on. Have a safe space where maybe a buddy can say, hey, let's go over here and we're going to go in this quiet area with some beanbag chairs. We're going to read a book. We're going to have some of those fidget spinners or some of those things that the pile things, you know. That really helps these kids to focus.
Yeah. And I think I've seen in some of the ministries that we've done is that, you know, oftentimes in previous years when I was growing up, they would say, oh, it could be this, or this, and really, talking to them and understanding, like going back to the talking to the parents, we just need to be open and just have that conversation because we want to do what's best to be able to help them. And if they're acting up, well, it may not be because they're bored or they're or anything else. There might be an issue, and that's where you make those accommodations, and then they're going to pay attention a little bit more so because we're willing to work with them.
And sometimes just being able to one-on-one get the main point across to them. Maybe this child is going to struggle with memorizing the memory verse, for example. Well, can we get the essence of this verse across to them? And how can you work one-on-one to get them to repeat that back? Or maybe they're nonverbal. And can you somehow come up with some kind of communication technique via pictures where you know they've got it? They know the essence of what this verse means. They know the essence of what we're trying to teach today. And so it's really just being willing to try some different things and building relationships so that the child feels safe with you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I know we do both kids' church, we do Rangers, and I've seen that in particular, several of the kids that we have that are special needs, autism in particular, they do better in Rangers because it's more of a small group mentality versus larger kids' church. Because it's a smaller group, they don't feel as intimidated, and there isn't as necessarily as loud noises or anything. Yeah, you have boys being boys running around, but they do better in that environment.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And so that obviously works, right? Because the bigger the group, sometimes the more it stimulates them and you're going to have a harder time. I think if we can just remember as ministry leaders, why are we doing what we're doing? We're here to reach these kids, to help them to develop a relationship with Jesus Christ, right? To help them to know the Bible, to know what God's word says. So there are various levels and we just need to be able to reach them on their level. So leaders need to feel confident in that. I can do this, you know, I'm going to work with this child. And if this didn't work, we're going to try something different. And it's okay. It's okay to veer away from the curriculum that's prescribed. It's okay to do what needs to happen to get the main point across that Jesus loves them and Jesus is with them so that they know that they have a savior and leaders are equipped to do that already. It's in us. We just have to be creative.
Yeah. We've kind of touched on this a little bit. And kind of the last question there is how can I support the children with disabilities? How can I do that? And we've, like I said, we've already touched on a little bit, but what's the best way beyond that just to continue to help them and support them?
Yeah. Well, you know, there are some tools that that we could use just across the board to help create an environment to support these kids. One of the things, and I always like to point to the training that we have in the Momentum Training Series, including children with disabilities, that can be found on MomentumTrainingSeries.com. And in there, it dives a little bit deeper about like creating a visual schedule is very helpful. So a lot of kids, when their parents drop them off at Rangers or at kids church or girls ministries or wherever they are, they become very anxious. I want my mom, I want my room, I want my environment that is comfortable for me. And if we could create a schedule so they know, and it's posted on the wall, or maybe they have it right in front of them where they see eight things, you know, first we're going to sing, and then we're going to read a Bible lesson. And then, and if they can know what is now and what is next, you can kind of move an arrow or some kind of marker down so they know, okay, I only have three more things left and I get to go home. I get to see my mom. Those visual schedules are very helpful in supporting kids. Another thing that we can do is helping students build friendships with one another. You know, kids with special needs struggle with that. They often struggle with building friendships, and we as leaders can help with that. So if we see kids that are naturally gravitating towards these kids with special needs, let's nurture those relationships. Let's make them a buddy, even if it's just for part of the lesson. And, you know, help manage behaviors. If you start to see a child's behavior, they're becoming heightened, let's get them relaxed. Let's maybe take them to a calm space. Let's review the rules. Let's talk about how to be respectful, and let's model those behaviors. So there's lots of things we can do to support these kids.
Awesome. Very cool. And I really want to highlight that Momentum series. You have one. It's children working with children with disabilities. We have we've used that for our teachers and leaders here at our church. And I want to, for those leaders who are listening, I want to encourage you, reach out and look at that information. It's a great teaching on working with kids with disabilities. I really recommend that, and being able to help your team, both Ranger leaders as well as girls ministry leaders and children's leaders. I want to encourage that. If someone had more questions, you know, about working with children with disabilities, and they wanted to reach out to you to get some more information, whether, you know, whatever part of children's ministry or leadership they want, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Yeah, probably sending me an email is probably the best bet. And anybody is welcome to email me at jwhalen. So my last name is spelled W-H-A-L-E-N. So jwhalen@ag.org. And I would be happy to answer any questions.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Jen, thank you so much for spending a few moments just to talk with us and just to be able to, like you said, we all kids and adults, we want to work with them to be able to help them hear about Jesus, come to that relationship with Jesus. Mm-hmm. And we want them to hear that same message that everyone else is. And, you know, we want to be able to help the families, because like you said, it is a family ministry. Yeah. Is what we're doing. Thank you so much. Was there one last thing that you wanted to say to families that are listening to this, leaders that are listening?
Yeah, I just want to encourage you. God has called you to the position that you are in for a reason. And, you know, he didn't call leaders who are already equipped. He equips the leaders whom he's called. So just trust in that. And don't be afraid to reach out to your peers, to reach out to me, to try something new, because you already have what God has created in you to do what needs to be done for his kingdom. So be confident in that.
Well, Jen, thank you so much for spending the time with us and encouraging our leaders today. I know they're going to be encouraged by this. And hey, thank you, leaders, for continuing to listen to the Royal Ranger podcast. We appreciate you telling others about this and spreading it on social media. Thank you so much. And we look forward to seeing you next time on the Royal Ranger podcast. Have a great day.
You've been listening to the Royal Rangers Podcast, your official source for the latest news and information concerning the ministry of Royal Rangers. To learn more about Royal Rangers, visit us online at royalrangers.com or contact us at rangers@ag.org. Join us again next week as we explore new ways to mentor boys into Christ-like manhood through the ministry of Royal Rangers.